Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. Today we're going to finish up a conversation that we started last week on spiritual intimacy in our marriage. If you remember, we talked a little bit about how to create that in our marriages. And of course, if you missed that, feel free to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and click on the link to listen again. But just to get us all on the same page, Bruce, you were going to share with us a plan.
Yeah, something that we share on our marriage retreats. And by the way, if you ever need a speaker for your marriage events, we're here, but okay. I digress. We share what Dave and Claudia Arp have called the 10-minute miracle.
Not because it changes your marriage in 10 minutes?
Yeah, it can. It's a plan for couples to start and maintain some devotions together, which we all agree could transform our marriages. But let's be honest, many of us struggle in this area.
And why is that, Bruce?
Well, I think one reason is that all of us who have grown up in the church know that it's our job as men to be the spiritual leaders of our homes. And the problem is that most of us as men feel that our wives are far more qualified to be leading than we are. Mm-hmm. And when we think that way, that they're so far out in front of us, we get embarrassed and we don't even want to try to lead, so we don't. And that leaves our wives just very disappointed.
You know, Bruce, I've heard you share a story about how you learned that lesson firsthand from Karen at some of our retreats. Do you mind sharing that on the radio?
Well, if I share it at a retreat, I can share it here. Yeah, we were talking about 1 Corinthians 7, that famous chapter on the physical union between a husband and wife, and how we're not to deprive one another in order to protect ourselves from immorality. But Paul shares that there's at least one time when we should put the physical relationship on hold so that we can develop our relationship with God for prayer and fasting. And that suggests that our relationship with God is more important than our relationship with our spouses. And, you know, Karen shared with me after that session that she longed for a spiritual connection with me as much as I longed for a physical relationship with her. And, wow, did that hit hard, because I know how much I was, you know, desiring a physical relationship and how disappointed I am when that need doesn't get met. And I know I must have been disappointing her greatly because I wasn't meeting the spiritual need in her life.
So how does this 10-minute miracle then address that issue?
Well, I think the thing that I like about it most is it rotates the leadership. It takes some of the pressure off us. You know, the guys only lead on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, our wives lead.
And then on Sundays?
The Lord has to lead then, I guess.
Well, what leads?
Well, the entire process. Okay. You know, we start by initiating the time together. Okay, honey, it's time for us to have our devos.
Well, Bruce, what does this 10 minutes look like? Walk us through that.
Well, the first 5 minutes centers on the reading from God's Word. We can start with a paragraph or two from our favorite Bible book, or you can use a devotional book for couples that follows a calendar year. That way, I like it because if you forget a day, you can just go back and know what today's date is and pick up from there.
So the leader of the day then does the reading of the day? Is that the way it works?
That's correct. Okay. And then the leader also will begin a time of conversation about what this passage means and how the main point might look in our relationship. And here, Cap, is where the intimacy is built in these 3 minutes when you're really just sharing together heart to heart about God's Word.
Okay, so we have 5 minutes worth of reading and 3 minutes worth of sharing. Uh-huh. And the last 2 minutes, prayer?
You got it. Praying together, asking the Lord to help us apply the truth that we've just read about and talked about into our lives as a couple and as individuals. And we want to start out short prayers, 1-minute prayers. Leader starts, partner follows.
Okay. Just a minute, though. Not any longer. Huh?
Well, it can be longer. And as you grow, the process is going to grow, too, beyond 10 minutes. But the key to this initial plan is to make it successful. And long prayers can be intimidating to weaker partners. So sometimes one could pray for minutes and minutes and minutes, and the other struggling to stay awake or with what to say. They just prayed everything I was going to pray, and they don't get any satisfaction out of their prayer life that way.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And if you'd like a copy of the 10-Minute Miracle, feel free to click on the feedback button that's on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. And in the notes section, just write down 10-Minute Miracle, and we'll be more than happy to send that out to you. Be sure that you include your email address as well. Well, Bruce, what's on tap for next week?
Well, we're going to carry on the theme of building spiritual intimacy, and I'd like us to compare and contrast happiness with holiness and how that plays in our relationship. But until then, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.